Hi, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free weekly podcast for medical sales professionals. This week, I want to talk to you about a situation that you may have already encountered, but if not, you probably will. The situation is when someone shows up in your account who, for whatever reason, takes an adversarial position to you and your company. Who might this person be? Well, if you're talking about a doctor's office, it could be an office manager. It could be a receptionist who doesn't take a liking to you. I know it's hard to believe, but it could happen, and won't help you get back to see the doctor. In other podcasts, and also in my new book, Mastering Medical Sales, we talk about ways to get around the gatekeeper. So if that's a problem, you might want to read the book. Let's talk about your hospital accounts. Who can cause you some problems in your hospital account by trying to sabotage your business efforts? Well, it could be a CEO, a CFO, or maybe a new purchasing director. It happened to me. There was one account where I owned the business. I had over $1 million worth of the business at this hospital, and all of the doctors were using my product. One day, the operating room director, Pam, comes over to me and she says, "Mace, Mary, our new purchasing director wants to talk to you." I said, "Is she on the phone?" She says, "No, she wants you to come to her office." So I walk down to the purchasing office and I say hello to Carol, the receptionist. I said, "I understand your new purchasing director, Mary, wants to see me." Carol shouts out, "Mary, Mace from XYZ Medical is here." And she says, "Tell him to come in." I walk in. I said, "Hi, Mary. I'm Mace from XYZ Medical. Nice to meet you." She says, "You and I have a problem." Now, here I am meeting this person for the first time, and her first words to me are, "Mace, you and I have a problem." I just paused and said, "Mary, I'm sorry. What is our problem?" She said, "I don't like situations where one company and one representative has all of the business, and right now you do. It puts you in a situation where you feel like you can charge whatever you want to the hospital. My first task as the new director of purchasing is to get you to lower the price of your products or to replace you with a lower priced vendor. Within the next week, Mace, if you don't come and see me with new prices that are much lower for your product, I'm going to do all that I can to move you out of here." I said, "Mary, let's discuss this. I have no control over what my company charges for its products. We certainly can look another area." She said, "Mace, don't give me the usual sales mumbo jumbo. If you don't fix this problem within the next week, I'm going to start shopping for a new vendor to come in and take your place. We're done. Thank you for coming in." She basically kicked me out of the office. To say I was angry is an understatement. I was in a state of disbelief. So I went back to the operating room and I said, "Pam, is that lady, Mary, who I just met, is that really the way she is?" And Pam said, "Ah, I see you talk to Mary. Don't take it personally. Mary is that way with everyone." Don't take it personally. Never before had I met a customer who wouldn't even have a discussion. So I had to initially resist the urge to want to lash out at Mary. That certainly would not have done anything to perpetuate my business at that hospital. The next day I went back and I tried to do what I did with every other customer I ever dealt with. I tried to build a relationship. Well, Mary was not into building a relationship. When I went to Carol, the receptionist, and I said, "Carol, does Mary have a moment to see me? I want to talk to her." Carol shouts out, "Mary, Mace from XYZ Medical is here. Do you have a moment to see him?" And she yells out, "Are you ready to lower my pricing?" I said, "Mary, we need to talk." She said, "If you're not ready to lower my pricing, we have nothing to talk about." I said, "Mary, we need to talk." I poked my head around the corner to look at Mary, and I said, "Mary, can I come in?" She said, "Look, Mace, administration has made it their number one priority to reduce costs on your products. If you can't do that for me, then we have nothing to talk about. I was just hired. This is what I've been hired to do. If you can't help me, then just turn around and leave, knowing that your business will probably be gone here in a few weeks." Well, again, I walked out of there because Mary was not ready to talk. Later that week, a couple of the doctors that I work with called and told me that Mary had called their offices and spoken to them asking them if they would be willing to change to another product of a lower cost. Fortunately for me, I had good working relationships with the doctors, and they were very happy with my product. So they told Mary, I'm not switching. We like working with Mace. We've worked with him for 9 years. We get great results with his products. Mary, if you don't let us use Mace's products, we'll just take our patients to the hospital on the other side of town. So the following week, Mary calls me and she said, Mace, you need to come in. We need to talk. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell you now for the last week. So I go in and I sit down with Mary. And she says, Mace, it seems like you've got these doctors in your back pocket. They're pretty happy with you. They don't want to switch. I need to find out if there's some way that you can help me. I said, Mary, of course. How can I help? Mary pulls out a folder, and she showed me that the directive from the CFO and the CEO of the hospital was to reduce the overall expenditures from the Department of Surgery. Nowhere did it say that they were supposed to cut the cost of Mace's products or that they were supposed to use less of Mace's products or switch to another vendor. It's just that I was the prime vendor in one specialty, so I stood out like a sore thumb. I wasn't the problem. Mary's problem was she needed to reduce costs overall. And when she shared with me that she had been brought in by administration to affect this change, this cost savings, I now understood what was in it for Mary to accomplish this. And I knew that the only way I could ever develop any type of relationship with Mary was to help her achieve her goal. The problem that I needed to uncover with Mary was identifying the true issue. In other words, the problem that she had was not needing to cut the cost of my products. Mary's goal was to cut the total expenditures for the surgical department. So, as I talk about in my book, Mastering Medical Sales, when you're dealing with committee members on a product evaluation committee or a product review committee, what you have to focus in on are the what's in it for me items for each member of the committee. Mary's what's in it for me item was to reduce costs overall, but yet she presented it as a red herring to me that the problem was the cost of my products. Once I knew what the real problem was, then I was able to offer some suggestions on how both my company and I could help her to achieve those goals. And we did. We showed her ways to bundle items and package them together that reduce costs. We came up with ways to consolidate shipping and to arrange for consignment that really saved the hospital a lot of money. The bottom line was we were able to help Mary achieve her objectives and look good to her employer. What happened when I look back was that I was blindsided by a new employee in the hospital who I didn't know and didn't have a relationship with. This reinforces the importance of developing relationships with every person who you may ever need to encounter in one of your accounts, not just the people that you need now. Obviously, in the situation that I had with Mary, since she was new, it was impossible for me to establish a relationship with her ahead of time. But what I had going for me were all of the other relationships that I developed with customers and with supporting personnel in that account. So the take-home message here is, first of all, anytime a customer presents you with an issue, make sure that you know the whole story and that you are trying to fix the right issue and not something that has just been thrown at you to try and persuade you to do something that you really don't want to do. The other point is to always develop those relationships before you need them. And if you run into a situation with someone like Mary, know that it's going to be very challenging because you're not going to feel like working with this person or trying to develop that working business relationship, but it's something that you must do. It's an unfortunate fact that for whatever reason, there will be people in your accounts that from time to time will try to derail your business. Don't let it rattle you. Make sure you take the time to uncover the real facts and then think about it before you speak. Most of the time, you'll be able to work through it, hold on to the business, and even better, grow the business. And speaking of growing your business, why not let me help you achieve your medical sales objectives? If you would like to have me present at your next event or have a Mastering Medical Sales workshop at your sales meeting or arrange a performance improvement webinar or phone conference, please give me a call. All programs are tailored to your product, your service, and your customer type. So let's discuss how I can help you and your sales team take business from the competition. You can reach me at 561-333-8080. Again, 561-333-8080. Thank you for joining me this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. If you have any questions or topics that you would like for me to address in an upcoming podcast, please email it to me at mace@medicalsalestraining.com. And as you put forward your best sales effort today and every day, remember to stay focused on the customer and the patient, because nothing is more important than the patient and patient outcomes. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.